Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Got it here on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, this year we have partnered with KCUC, who is donating $50 to Prostate Cancer Foundation for every home run the boys in blue hit this season. 1 in 8 men will face prostate cancer. Early detection saves lives at KCUC, Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced urology team. You see the best in KC. Scheduled today at KCUC.com. Fellas, let's rip the Band-Aid off and let's talk about the first 9 games of this Royals season. You kind of alluded to it earlier, Bob, with your overreaction, which I don't think is a huge overreaction, not to say anything to your point. I'm just concerned and confused on two different aspects. I'm going to start with the fan base and the bots and the Royals Twitter. We can't be all out in 9 games. We can't be out here saying that the World Baseball Classic has ruined Bobby Witt Jr.'s swing, or that it has affected his game. He is off to a bad start. I will give you all the credit in the world for that. It's not what you would expect from a superstar caliber player. It has been 9 games. I'm sure if we really wanted to go through it and go through Bobby Witt Jr.'s splits on Baseball Reference, there's probably been 9-game stints where Bobby Witt Jr. has looked like this. And then there's also probably been 9-game stints where Bobby Witt Jr. can't miss the baseball and has these, you know, rip effects when everything kind of shakes out. So I'm not concerned in that point. I don't understand why at times we take away certain things. For example, a lot of people are mad about the runners in scoring position. We will get to that. But a lot of people are like, well, if you take away the Minnesota game in the monsoon where they scored 13 runs,
no,
they are here, here, and here. It's like, well, why do we do that? And I accept people's responses when they say, well, it was a monsoon game. The mound was wet. The ball was wet. It was 13-9. I mean, they scored 2.
Yeah.
And I just simply don't think that it's fair to say, well, out of the 9 games they played, take away 1. Really, they played 8. It's also not fair to think that this is the way the season's going to go for the rest of the season in a 9-game sample size. Now, my concern on the Royals side that I think I can kind of relate to a lot of people out there. Where I am concerned is that you had mentioned this earlier, that they're doing things that are similar to last year's team.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and I will give all the credit in the world to managers, I don't know how to manage a baseball team. But I'm going to try. And I think the reason why is that 2 of the series losses rain on the coach's favor. Carlos Estevez should have never been in that game against Atlanta. And I understand that we had Vern on, and we'll have Vern on again at 8:20 today, where that's got to be your general manager going down to your head coach or your manager and saying, hey, we're going to put him on the IL. He's not available. He's hurt. Now, to
and as Vern said the other day, that is all on JJ. Not on Q. And Vern said that, so I'll take Vern's word for it.
And what Vern alluded to is basically JJ's got to go to Carlos Estevez and say, hey, man, you're not right. We're going to put you on the IL. Get right. Come back. I know that sucks. You want to play? Trust me, I want you to play. You led the major league in saves last year.
We need you, and we need you healthy.
And they tried him out in that Atlanta game. They lost that game. They end up losing the series. That's the second, the first series of the year. They lose the first series of the season for the Royals.
Right.
Bad taste in your mouth. All right. Dang it. Whatever. Then you play the Twins. You win 2 out of 3. I get it. You can be greedy with a sweep. That's fine. But you won that series. And then this weekend, obviously, Friday night's game gets banged. Saturday, they play a doubleheader, and they split it.
Mm-hmm.
They looked really good in that second game. They hit with runners in scoring position. They looked, you know, rejuvenated. They looked like they were having a good time, and they won that game. And where I get confused is on Sunday's game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be honest with you, when I close my eyes and I envision what I want the Royals to be, it's that Milwaukee Brewers team.
No question about it, Dusty.
That Milwaukee Brewers team gives me a lot of similarities of what this team could be in Kansas City with the way they keep the line moving. There's not a lot of superstars on that team. I don't care if you want to say that Christian Yelich is a superstar. He's been there for – he's not. He's equivalent to their Salvador Perez.
Right. It's funny about Christian Yelich because my wife and I did a day date on Saturday. We ended up at Third Street Social and Lee Summit. Thanks for the suggestion. That salmon spread, phenomenal.
Told you.
And so we're watching the game at the bar, right? Mm-hmm. And it comes on and Yelich is up. And my wife goes, I don't really know Yelich or anything like that, right? And I kind of go, he's been around forever. Whatever, fine. That's that's great. Watch a couple innings, Third Street, get in the car. Ryan and Denny are on the radio. Mm-hmm. And Ryan goes, well, everybody knows Christian Yelich.
That's great. Impeccable.
I mean, like, impeccable timing by Ryan. I'm like, see, I told you, like, everybody knows Christian Yelich. But you're right. Like, that's the only kind of household name that's on the Milwaukee Brewers right now.
And you count Wilson Contreras if you want. Good
that's
catcher.
That's a vague household name, though.
Mizorowski's maybe not there yet. Not we yet. Know him we here, know obviously. Him.
Yes, right.
And
we probably don't know him if he's not from here. You know, it's like one of those things, like, we're following him, paying attention.
It's hard to ignore 100 miles an hour into six innings of a game.
Baseball fans but are. They know their team, and that's it.
But I will tell you, he was not a prospect card that people were looking for.
No.
And that's not how I judge baseball, but that's how I judge, like, the glazing of athletes coming through, like the Roman Anthony's, the kid from
Roman Anthony is pissed off too right
Connor
now.
Connor Griffin, guys like that. The kid in Detroit, McGonagall, all those guys, you know, they're living whatever it may be. But where I'm confused and what I don't understand is that yesterday you had a chance to win a series and against maybe the hottest team in baseball. I think they have one loss.
I think so.
They're like 11.
No, well, they got at least two, right?
So we beat them once. They had a loss before that.
Yeah,
because they lost to the White Sox, I think, once. They lost to the Royals. Maybe so, whatever. They're the hottest team in baseball. One of. And you had a chance to win that series yesterday. And in your outfield, you had Lofton, Marte, and Thomas. Where's Kyle Isbell? And I get it that, like, baseball has turned into this analytical thing, and people will tell you, well, you know, he played, you know, 8 games and he needed an off day. It was Sunday. We liked the matchup. I don't effing care anymore about matchups. Kyle Isbell is one of the hottest hitters in baseball. Yes, Kyle Isbell.
One of the best players in the game right now.
We're going sample size. Mm-hmm. You have a chance to win that game. Carter Jensen looked great in his game on Saturday after the doubleheader. Knocked in a run, had a runner in scoring position. He's better bat. I don't even care if you would have put Marte in left. Kyle Isbell had to be in center field yesterday. Carter Jensen had to be in that lineup yesterday. And Lofton makes an error on that play in left field.
Yeah.
And that kind of spirals the first. And then all of a sudden, Bubic kind of bounced back after his rough first inning. Had 8 strikeouts or whatever it was.
2 out walks killed that guy yesterday.
That did too. But, like, what's concerning to me is, like, that's still happening. That was a chance to win a series, and you left your hottest bat in the lineup off the lineup. And if it's because he needed an off day, they played 9 games.
I know.
And everybody had an off game on Friday night.
Everybody was off on Friday. And everybody was off on Tuesday as well, Dusty.
Not one person played. And I'm sorry, but I'm over the fact that we're going to play against lefties and righties. These guys are professional athletes. They're going to have to play at times. That's baseball. It's matchups. I watched the game last night on Peacock with the Dodgers or the Tigers and the Cardinals.
Right.
And they were talking about this guy's a right-handed specialist. This guy's a left-handed specialist. That's baseball. They're going to do that. But you know what? Your players are going to have to play. McGonagall's stats against lefties and righties are insane. And I know he's a high prospect.
But he never played anything over double-A baseball before this season.
They're letting him go up against those lefty matchups. So I get it if it's going to be Sale and Crochet and Scooble, and those are the guys that some of your big lefties aren't going to get to face because you're afraid of what it might be in the outcome because of what they are. But I'm just concerned that a lot of the same blunders are carrying over. They got picked off three times in that Brewers series.
Yeah.
Three times.
That's insane to do that.
And your hottest bat in a chance to win a series doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And you trot out. And I'm not mad at Lofton or any of these guys, but like I'm mad at the situation that you had a chance to win a series. If you were up 2-0 against the Brewers and that was a Sunday game, I have no issue. I understand people want the sweep, but I'd have no issue if you wanted to give Kyle Isbell a day off there because you'd already won the series. You're up 2-3. Even if you lose, you win the series. You had a chance to win that series, and that was not your best lineup.
Well, I mean, but that's the style of baseball that this organization prefers over the style of baseball that I think maybe you and I prefer. And I prefer a steady lineup like we saw in 14 and 15. You know, Kyle Isbell is one of your best players. Your fans pay big money to go see your team. Ned Yost never would have had Kyle Isbell out of that lineup. And I say that because Ned said that. He goes, I will never bench my players that my fans want to see at home because they're paying. If they need a day off, it's going to be on the road. And I think that needs to be a factor. You're an entertainment business, first and foremost. You need to get your customers there to the ballpark. And if you're not playing your best players, then maybe your customers aren't going to go to the ballpark. I guarantee there's some people that look at the lineup before the game and they see it and they go, yeah, I'm not interested. I'll save my money for another time when somebody else is out there. And so that's where I come from on this baseball thing. I also think, as we talked about last week at this time, Dusty, I feel like we had the same conversation last week, right? Consistency. Baseball's all about consistency. Anybody who's ever played the game at that level or anybody who's ever played baseball in general will tell you we need consistent at-bats, consistent at-bats, consistent at-bats. Every time they send somebody down to the minors on any team, they say, well, he wasn't getting enough at-bats at the big league level. We need to send him down to get more consistent at-bats. If you're not comfortable playing Jack Caglione against lefties, do you believe in Jack Caglione? Because that's my big question. Is Jack Caglione a prospect that we can believe in? Because if you're not playing him against lefties, then maybe he's not a prospect that anybody believes in. I mean, to steal a line from, you know, Major League, stop coddling these guys. It's time to go out there and be Major League Baseball players and allow these guys to go out there and perform. And this is the type of lineup and the type of stuff that gets you 85 to 88 wins per season. And that's great. But like I said last week, it doesn't carry over to the postseason. We've seen this Tampa act in the postseason, and it's not very good. They pulled Blake Snell out of a game in which he was leading to win the World Series because they figured he was done for the day. Because they looked at the nerd stats, and you cannot run a baseball team with nerds. You have to have that feel. You have to let guys play. You have to let them get experiences because they're going to need those experiences. When the postseason comes along, you tell me there's not going to be a good lefty and you're not going to put Jack Caglione in the lineup, or you're going to run out game three of the ALDS and you look at the matchups and Kyle Isbell doesn't hit well against that particular pitcher, so you're not going to start him that day when he hit 400 for the season? It just doesn't jive for me. It's not my style of baseball. It's not what I grew up with. And I'm not about to change on this one. And teams can do what they want, and God love them to do. And most people are smarter than I am. But I know what I prefer as a baseball fan. And it's that steady lineup every day, letting these guys get the opportunities to go out there and see what they can do. And not have a math equation to try to figure out the lineup every day.
Less is more.
It is. Less is so much more in sports, guys.
I got to give a shout out to Jackson. He's a 10-year-old son of the guy listening. Says he had brain surgery and he loves listening to this show with his dad.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
Adwell, they're just sitting around, and his name is Jackson.
So way to go, Jackson. Love you, brother.
Keep fighting the good fight, brother.
Hang in there, Ben. Hang in there. Keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. If there's anything that we can do for you, you let us know. You get out of that hospital. You beat that brain tumor, man. Let's go have some fun.
We'll get back to the Kansas City Chiefs and what it was on a Friday with a news dump of your wide receiver, Rashee Rice, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Ah,
Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.